I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The lovely paradox of The Farewell is that everyone in it tries to hide their feelings as long as they can, yet their story goes straight to your heart. Lulu Wang's film is in subtitled Mandarin and English. It announces at the outset that it's based on an actual lie. The lie is actual because the filmmaker once told it in her own life. In her semi-autobiographical screen version, the lie serves as the pretext for a funny, emotionally intricate, and deeply moving tale of severed connections and renewed family ties, and for a breakthrough performance by the actress and rapper Awkwafina. She plays Billy, a young Chinese-American woman living in New York. Billy learns from her parents that her beloved grandmother, or Nai Nai, has been diagnosed with terminal cancer in the Chinese city of Changchun, where she's spent her whole life. In the traditional Chinese way, the family decides to keep the truth from its matriarch and speeds up plans for a wedding that will bring everyone back home under the guise of a celebration that is really a farewell. Billy wants to go. She was born in Changchun and hasn't seen her grandma since she left there as a child. The question is whether she can, and in an ethical sense, whether she should, buy into the lie, concealing her grief by feigning happiness. When Billy arrives in Changchun with her mother and father, she's a stranger to the country of her birth. She can't reconcile all the demolition and construction with her memories of a sweet childhood. But Nai Nai is right there in the thick of things, dispensing advice, cheerfully bossing everyone around, checking out arrangements for the wedding, and discovering to her horror that the caterers will be serving crabs instead of the lobsters they promised. In other words, she's in her belated prime, rejoicing in the fake happiness that isn't fake for her. The Farewell is the family's story, a paying of last respects to its eldest member, though never say last, the filmmaker reminds us. Yet this charming jumble shop of a dramatic comedy is equally Billy's story, a classic tale of divided identity in a modern split setting. Her family in China sees her as a prodigy of American success, but she's really a lost child, slouching through life as neither quite American nor Chinese. China is where Billy has come to bid her Nai Nai farewell, but it's also where her spirit starts to heal as she says other farewells to her vanished childhood, to her sense of spiritual solitude, and where she receives an unexpected gift. Your mind is very powerful, her Nai Nai tells her before she leaves. You will succeed. It's a benediction with predictive force. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with a review of Disney's remake of The Lion King.